people of The Passion, Lenten devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
Thinking of death. Tuesday, March 12, 2019. The text is John chapter 12, verses 20 through 21. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." It seems like a strange disconnect. Some foreigners from Greece ask to meet Jesus, and Jesus immediately starts talking about dying. After several minutes of increasingly scary talk, Jesus, according to John chapter 12, verse 36, departed and hid himself from them. It looks like the Greeks missed their chance. Jesus didn't even answer their request. Or did he? Something about the Greeks touched off these words. In John chapter 12, verses 22 through 23, Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." The Greeks were foreigners, non-Jews. They were not the first foreigners Jesus ever met, but they were apparently the first who actively sought him out, with the goal of hearing him and possibly coming to faith in him. They were, in fact, the first tiny trickle of a great wave of Gentile converts who would begin to come into the Christian faith several years later. The tide was turning. Jesus had said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But now, other sheep were starting to come to him, the rest of the human family. It was time for Jesus' church to take over and to make disciples of all nations, as he would command them after his resurrection, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. No wonder his thoughts turned to his death. We don't know what happened to these Greeks after Jesus left and hid himself. Possibly they had to make do with the disciples to answer their questions. And that's okay, because that's exactly what God does with us today, whether Jew or Gentile. We learn about Jesus through the Holy Spirit, speaking through Jesus' followers. And that continues until the day we do indeed meet Jesus himself face to face. And so we pray. Dear God, make me a good witness to Jesus my Savior. Amen.